You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's a big country.
Yep. So, all right. So, full service. You come on in, and spring is coming. What type of things are people? Is it important to do? The tendency is, and you surprised me right from the get go when your dad said, "All right, George, you got to take your bike apart and put it all together again and clean it." I can't remember any time that I ever considered doing it. And obviously I wouldn't want to, because I'd be leaving about three or four pieces left over from somewhere. Why is that important?
Well, you want to keep it. It's just like changing the oil in your car. If you don't maintain the bike, it's not going to work correctly. The chain will rust. You know, the tires will rot out on you. You need to keep the tires filled with air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, springtime is a great time. Now, especially before the season really breaks,
right?
Because then we'll be very, very busy. You want to come in and get a tune-up. We offer, you know, different tune-up packages. So
what do they entail?
On a regular bike with speeds, with gears,
mm-hmm.
we'll adjust all the gears, the brakes, make sure the chain is okay, lube everything you need, inflate the tires.
Right.
You know, get you all ready for the spring and summer riding.
Okay, excellent. The bike law has been around for quite some time, and fortunately a lot of people now are starting to believe in it. There's always the mavericks to say, "I don't need that," type of thing. But the whole point of coming up with a good, an appropriate bike helmet is very important as well, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. As recently as last summer, I hit a pothole, went over the handlebars, and cracked my helmet.
Wow.
You know, along with some road rash, which, you know, took a few weeks to heal up. But had I not been wearing that helmet, who knows what would have happened.
Right.
You can't anticipate what might happen. I had a dog run across a yard at full speed from my blind spot, ran right into my front wheel once again.
Wow.
Right over the handlebars, cracked the helmet.
You have an issue with that, huh?
I know,
right? You like handlebars.
Oh. Well, that's the only two times in my life, so.
Well, I was talking about my Stingray, and I have a scar right in my forehead from that.
From when you went over the handlebars, right?
Yep.
And those were big handlebars, too.
They were. I'm dying here. All right. You have a grand opening coming up?
Yes, sir. So April 11th and 12th, I believe the chamber is coming the 8th. To have a ribbon cutting ceremony.
Right,
on Wednesday, April 8th. That following weekend, the 11th and 12th, is our grand opening. We'll have vendors and reps from our brands there,
mm-hmm.
Rides leading. We're going to have some yoga demonstrations, TRX, which is an exercise routine using your body weight and straps, all kinds of things going on. So hopefully the weather will be good.
TRX. Now, will you use the bicycle for that?
No, sir.
Oh.
Have other events happening in our store.
Oh, okay.
We designed the store that the central area can be, the fixtures there can be moved out easily. So then we'll have a nice open area. So we're going to have yoga.
Mm-hmm.
TRX is, you can look it up online. Use your body weight and a strap.
Okay.
And do exercises using your body weight.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So you're kind of bringing together the thought of exercise as just another enhancement to bicycling.
That's right. It's a perfect complement. It's great to do kind of a yoga session after a bike ride. We're going to have regular rides leaving from the store on Saturdays and Sundays once the weather gets a little nicer. Mm-hmm. You can look on our website for up-to-date information on that.
Excellent. So you've got the store in place. It's ready to go. Springtime's coming. You've got the ribbon cutting going. The store is now stable and ready to have folks come on in, which I'm sure is already happening. How much staff you have on hand?
Right now we have five full-time, well, three full-time, and then a couple other young men that are in high school and college that are working with us. And in the summer, we'll have a couple other staff members join us after they get out of school. Mm-hmm. We're looking at six or seven or eight people total.
Right. Is it best to make an appointment with you to get the have the time to discuss whatever it is it needs to be for their particular needs, mm-hmm. either to buy a new bike or to have their repair?
No. We're there, you know, every day, 11 to 7.
Okay.
Weekends is a little shorter hours. You can check on our website for up to date hours.
Okay.
Appointment's not necessary unless you need a bike fitting. That takes a big chunk of time. So, you know, you can stop by any time. We'll let you know about a tune-up or whatever else you need.
Okay. And then typical turnaround for a tune-up or?
Well, we're trying to turn things around 48 hours, which is kind of the new standard for top level stores.
Okay.
And that's what we're here to do.
All right. Excellent. What's the vision for V5 Cycles from now going forward? What other plans do you have?
it's funny you ask. The building we're occupying, the entire upstairs floor is empty.
Okay.
And
sounds like a great motocross or cyclocross area.
Well, across the way, there is an empty lot. I think we could do a cyclocross course there. But a far-reaching dream would be to have kind of more of a athletic, let's say an athlete's physiology center where you can get your blood tested, determine your, you know, some people might know what VO2 max is, kind of a extension of the fitting studio. So you want to optimize your performance.
Wow.
And, it would be partnering with exercise physiologists, people involved in the medical field that specialized equipment involved. But upstairs would just be a perfect place for that.
All right. That sounds pretty good. George, let's get the contact information and websites and where we can get more information about V5 Cycles.
Okay. V5Cycles.com is our website. Just go there. All the contact information is there. Mm-hmm. We're in Raritan Town Square right behind Longhorn Steakhouse in the Lowe's Plaza. Very easy to get to. Lots of parking. We're open all the time. Happy to help you. Friendly service staff. Mm-hmm. We're all very excited about cycling.
Excellent. Do you feel that you've come full circle? Somehow you've...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Three suspects are still on the loose after the fatal shooting of a police officer in Fox Lake, Illinois.
Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Joseph Glenowitz had encountered three suspicious subjects, two male whites and one male black.
Lake County Sheriff's Office spokesman Chris Cavelli said Charles Glenowitz was shot yesterday morning and that a manhunt continues for three suspects. Glenowitz is a 32-year veteran of the force who was married with four children. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is weighing in with support for police officers in light of a string of recent killings. Trump says police officers are in a terrible position and that they are generally good people. The real estate mogul said there can't be a situation where police are afraid to do their jobs. Security in downtown Baltimore will be a lot tighter today as pretrial hearings for the six police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray get underway. Gray suffered a severe spinal injury while in police custody after he was arrested in April. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
An actor is being hailed as a hero for trying to rescue his elderly neighbor from a New York City high-rise fire. Dylan Baker said he had just returned to his apartment yesterday afternoon when the fire alarm went off.
I banged on her door and yelled her name and didn't hear anything, so I tried the door and it was open, and I opened it, and there were flames in the apartment.
Baker, who starred in Anchorman and TV shows such as Chicago Fire and The Good Wife, said he had no choice but to close the door and usher his own family to safety. The woman, whom Baker calls Vivian, was pulled from her apartment by firefighters. She's reportedly in critical condition. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Actor Dylan Baker says he hopes his neighbor is all right.
I'm just hoping beyond hope that Vivian's okay, because she obviously had a lot of smoke damage.
Breakfast anytime is coming to McDonald's. The fast food giant says it will start offering all-day breakfast nationwide starting October 6th. Customers have been pushing the Golden Arches for years to sell breakfast items beyond the 10:30 a.m. cutoff. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
With back to school about a week away for remaining school districts, teachers around the country are starting to compete for education grants from this year's Lowe's Toolbox for Education campaign.
They're kicking it off with a Letters to Lowe's campaign, which means that four schools across the country are going to get $25,000 worth of grants and the support of our employee volunteers at Lowe's to help make their schools an amazing place for students.
That's Kyle Schwartz, who teaches in Denver. You can enter by submitting online letters and photos showing how a Lowe's Toolbox for Education grant and Lowe's employee volunteers might help improve your school. Teacher Kyle Schwartz says Lowe's has distributed a lot of money to American schools over the past 10 years.
Over 10,000 schools in the last 10 years have gotten $45 million in grants for their kids, and that's helping 6 million kids across our country. So these grants are really important.
Lowe's is accepting submissions through October 2nd at letterstolowes.com. Fiat Chrysler is recalling over 200,000 Jeep Cherokees. The automaker says a defect on the 2014 models may lead to malfunctioning windshield wipers. In-house tests on the vehicle prompted the recall. Fiat Chrysler says there have been no reports of any incidents. It'll take longer than expected before SpaceX is ready to return to flight. The company hasn't launched any rockets since a Falcon 9 exploded 2 minutes after its liftoff in June. Last month, NASA said it would conduct its own review of the SpaceX rocket failure. The Dragon capsule was carrying more than $100 million of space station supplies when it was lost. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com. My guest is with me. It's George Volker, and he is the proprietor of V5 Cycles, the store here in Raritan. We're going to talk with him about the world of cycling. I freely admit I do not know much about it anymore. It's kind of a pastime for me. But George, welcome to the show and glad to have you in today.
Thanks very much.
So, George, we start off with a little bit of an introduction, but I'm going to start off right off the bat with the V5. There's obviously a story behind it. It's surrounded, your logo's got it surrounded by, looks like a bicycle gear. So what is the reason and the story behind V5 and that brand and that icon?
Well, the icon is obvious. It is a bicycle gear, so that tells people we have something to do with bikes.
Right.
And V5 is my grandson's nickname. So he is Victor the Fifth.
Ah, okay.
And my daughter is married to his father, and we call him Victor, so we couldn't call V5 Victor. So we call him V5.
All right, but why did you tie it to your store, though?
It was nice and simple, easy to remember, you know, kind of connotates... illusion of speed and...
V5.
You know, it's just simple and easy to remember.
Gotcha. No, definitely. It's easy to find and everything like that. And then I guess I'll throw in another question with it. The color choices, blue, the light blue, and the seems like a very light pink or red. What's...
We worked with a friend of mine. His name is Miles Cavendish. He has a... here's a shameless plug. He has a art gallery down in Lambertville.
Okay.
And he's an accomplished artist, and he's doing some graphic design. Mm-hmm. And he came up with the logo. We went through, five or six different iterations. He chose the color choices, and there are actually a handful of pro teams kind of using this palette.
Okay.
It's very trendy right now. I think it's striking.
Yep.
You know, easy to see, easy to read.
Yep.
Modern, clean. That's what we're looking for.
Modern and clean.
Just a nice, clean outlook.
And therein lies the other responsibilities of opening a business. You have to come up with a logo and a marketing scheme. It's not just opening a store and putting the products in there and say, go. So let's go back, though, a little bit. You've been open for how long?
Just officially in the new location, about 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. We started business back in last July in a kind of a temporary location.
Mm-hmm.
As with many things construction-oriented, there were delays upon delays.
Yep.
And, you know, we kept saying, okay, we're going to be in the new place around Labor Day.
Sure.
Then it was Halloween, then Thanksgiving, and,
yep.
you know.
Yep, I know that story.
We could have moved over in December ahead of Christmas, but we decided to stay put where we were. And then we moved everything in January, and we just got our certificate of occupancy a couple, 3 weeks ago, and mm-hmm. now we're open.
So now I saw your Facebook page and some of your other marketing materials. Are those photos of the new store?
Yes.
All right. Nice, clean, and wide open, and lots of good product in there.
That's exactly what we were going for.
Great. So now, where did this all, how did we get here? What is your background that gets you, that wanted you to be involved in the world of cycling and bicycles?
Well, I've been involved with bikes all my life. My father was born in Germany, and he actually built his own frames mm-hmm. in Germany out of steel, welded them together.
Wow.
I never had the chance to see or ride one of those. Mm-hmm. He came over here in 55. So he was always interested in bicycles. When I was 10, he took me down to one of the oldest, if not the oldest, shops down in Princeton, Copps.
Right.
And when I was 10 years old, he got me my first 10-speed bike.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, I rode it. My birthday is in October. I rode it a little bit, and then the spring before the new riding season.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, son, come out in the patio in the backyard, spread out a blanket. Now we're going to take your bike apart.
That didn't sound like the thing you were wanted to do at the time.
Well, I wasn't expecting that, really.
Right.
But he said, every year you have to do this. You have to take all the ball bearings out. You have to clean everything, re-grease everything. And he was a tool and die maker by trade, so very right. mechanical. And, you know, had he gone to college here, mm-hmm. I'm sure he would have been probably a mechanical engineer or
sure.
something like that.
My goodness.
So that's where I got my start. You know, I have a kind of mechanical background, and that's probably, you know, some of the start of it.
Right. Little did you know it was going to lead to this?
Little did I know. I've been, you know, I tell people this is my fifth or sixth career, and each one has been a little bit different.
Well, now you're opening up a lot more that we need to talk about. So you this is your fifth or sixth career, and what I learned through myself, and it might apply to you as well, is that somehow, some way, the things that you stop off and do somehow lead to the next thing, or they culminate at some point. So what were the other types of things you were doing?
Well, it has nothing to do with bicycles, but I actually have a degree in chemistry.
Okay.
You know, graduated and got my first job at a small chemical company in Middlesex County, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And was there 6 or 7 years. They changed management, and myself and two other people there decided to start our own company.
Wow.
And we managed to secure our biggest customer from that company, and
right.
you know, did business with us. Did that for 10, 11 years, then kind of separated from that company. Wasn't going in the direction that I really thought it should.
Right.
Got a job in the semiconductor industry, and yep. Kind of was a production manager, quality control kind of person. Then that I kept going along with the sales manager to call on customers,
mm-hmm.
and he got promoted, and he said, "Well, do you want to take my job?"
Right.
So then I was kind of the technical sales manager for the company,
uh-huh.
and traveled around, you know, did a lot of traveling around the world.
Sure. Wow.
Then the telecom kind of bubble hit, and the company folded within 6 months. All our customers said, no, we have to cancel our orders, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So then I kind of stepped into the cycling industry, and I've been doing that for 12 or 13 years. And this just seemed like kind of the next logical progression. I think, you know, my associates and I saw a need for, you know, as you mentioned, clean, modern, new, cutting-edge store in this area. A lot of people to buy a really nice road bike or get precision fitting for their bikes, travel, you know, 45 minutes, an hour out of the area.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So, you know, there's other stores, obviously, in New Jersey.
Yep, there is.
So that's kind of where we're looking to kind of address that market and serve that market.
All right. We're going to learn a little bit about that, but I'm just going to summarize what I just heard, because your trail from beginning to end here is that, you know, you started out as a, you know, in a business as a as an employee. You went on the entrepreneurial circuit by opening your own business. You went into the sales. You're into the quality control. Seems to me that that all kind of prepared you for what you're embarking on right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a little bit different because it's kind of a retail environment. But, yeah, I have a lot of experience. You know, it's some parts of it have been a little bit of a surprise to me, you know, but that's kind of the excitement of, you know, if you want to call me an entrepreneur, you know, I always say if it were easy, everyone would start
that's
their own
right.
business, right?
Well, a lot of people do. It's only about 95% of them don't make it.
Well, we're going to be in that 5% that do. So.
All right. Good for you.
Yep.
We're going to come right back. We're going to talk with George a little bit more about the world of cycling, because I had a lot to learn. George Volker, V5 Cycling. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
George Volker is here. He is the owner of V5 Cycles at Raritan Town Square. And we're learning about, well, I'm going to learn a lot about the world of cycling. It's a long time for me, George. You know, back in the day, you know, you were relating to me about your dad buying you your 10-speed. Prior to my 10-speed, which was the upgrade for me, I had the old Stingray with the banana seat.
And yeah.
Those things were indestructible. It's probably still around somewhere.
Oh, it's probably worth a couple dollars.
But the thing is that you just went out and bought a bicycle. Now, I'm getting a sense, and perhaps you can correct me or teach me, we're really kind of focused on different products for different cycling needs nowadays.
Absolutely. You know, 20, 30 years ago, there were road bikes, and that's pretty much it. And maybe, you know, maybe a one-speed cruiser kind of bike that you're going to use down the shore, down the beach, or something like that.
Right.
But, you know, not too much else. The Schwinn Stingrays kind of, you know, when I was a kid, so in the 60s, maybe that was in vogue, right?
Right.
So now that's transcended to those kids now are riding BMX bikes.
Okay.
Or mountain bikes.
Right.
Or there's also cyclocross bikes. There are... I said mountain bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Road bikes, very popular now, are triathlons. You have specialized bikes for that. Very aerodynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a bike for every little niche.
Yeah.
That you can imagine.
And is that, you know, back when I bought a 10-speed bicycle, I didn't really need it. You know, I used like 3 gears. So are we actually using this technology? There are certain the general population is using this technology, or are they just kind of emulating what's out there?
Well, it's interesting. You'd be surprised how many people come in and ask, how many speeds does it have?
Right.
Because I guess they can relate it to a car. You know, you have a 4 or 5-speed gear shift, you know.
Sure.
But out of, let's say, a modern road bike now will have 2 gears in the front and 11 in the rear. That's 22
oh my.
Gears.
Yeah.
But there are only really maybe 16 or 17 distinct gear ratios,
mm-hmm.
because of the different combinations just overlap and very similar.
Right.
Now, it's interesting, the trend, many manufacturers next model year are going to a 1x11 speed. So very simple,
mm-hmm.
and probably adequate for most everyone.
Yeah.
So you won't have to worry about shifting gears in the front and, you know, what gear am I in? All you have to do is go up and down in the rear.
Mm-hmm.
And 11 speeds in the rear makes a very wide ratio possible.
Sure. Wow. So you threw in a couple of things at me. I don't know all of these concepts. So what is the, what is it, cycle cross? Is that what you said?
Or yes.
What is that?
So it evolved in Northern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Turn of the century, racers wanted to keep in shape once the traditional road season ended. You know, the cold weather came. It's basically a fall-winter sport.
Okay.
It may be included in the next Olympics.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay.
It's the fastest growing part of the sport right now. And it's very similar. You use a bike very similar to a road bike.
Mm-hmm.
But with more clearance, you have dropped handlebars, more clearance for the tires. You use a little bit wider yet knobby tire.
Right.
And you set up a course in Europe. You know, it originated in a farmer's field here, you know, in a park or, you know, somewhere where there's grassy areas, some obstacles and things. So you basically set up the course using yellow hazard tape and stakes in the ground. And, you know, 50-plus people in a field, the gun goes off, you race to the first turn, and then you, you know, chase each other.
Okay.
You know, the track is usually about 6 or 8 feet wide.
Right.
And very spectator-friendly. There's a very festive atmosphere. Usually beer and pretzels, and in Belgium, waffles are very popular. So it's a really fun thing to go see. There's mm-hmm. Now there's races in the fall within 50 miles of here. There's 2-3 races every Saturday and Sunday in the fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is what? Similar to like the old motocross with the...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
With the motorcycles?
Yeah, it's very similar, I would say. There's obstacles. You have to dismount your bike, carry it, climb up a hill.
Oh, gosh.
Jump back on. It's very exciting, too.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So, wow. See, it's all specialized. Like I said, you know, you used to just take your Stingray and, you know, we would... Back in the day, it was Evel Knievel. We were jumping over trash cans and stuff like that. It had to be indestructible. There was no way to survive that.
Yeah.
The BMX bikes.
I think that's what...
That's what the people are using now?
I think that's what your jumping correlation has evolved into, yeah. Right.
So a person comes into your shop, and they could be as naive as I am, and they walk in and they say, I'm interested in a bicycle. What, there seems to be, in my opinion, from your perspective, in order for you to make me happy as a customer, you're going to have to find out more information about what I'm into.
Sure, of course.
So how does that dialogue go? What are the things that you're looking for to learn about what I would like?
Oh, you just come in, you know, ask what kind of riding you're doing, how long have you been riding, mm-hmm. you know, do you have a bike now, what type of bike, you know, road bike, mountain bike. There's also a hybrid type of bike, which is very popular. You know, people around here go down to the Delaware River, the towpath.
Yep.
Yep. There's another one in Millstone. They merge in Trenton. There's also the Columbia Trail leaving out of Highbridge going east.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of places to ride like that. And then we just, you know, it takes about an hour or so,
right?
Just asking questions and feeling out what type of riding you're doing. And, you know, we do test rides. We have a giant parking lot that's very safe to test the bikes.
Okay.
And then we narrow it down and just go from there.
And is there some customization that you're going to have to make on that, or most of it's just sitting right there on the rack ready to go?
Well, you know, you might want a water bottle or a speedometer or, you know, a little seat pack to carry your wallet and things, mm-hmm. Things like that.
Sure.
You know, people that go on a little longer trips, they might want a rack on the back. You know, some people are, it's kind of coming back. People are touring the country now on bikes. That's kind of a growing segment, albeit a little bit slower than the cyclocross.
Right.
You know, you personally, you might want an electric shifting bike. What do you think about that?
I've heard about this. So tell me, I've read about it, and it sounds like I've read about it. I've heard that these things, have the ability to do both power, or I can cycle it manually, right?
Well, there's actually two different types of bikes we're talking about. So we just received a couple of customer ordered last week. They came in yesterday.
Right.
And there's a battery pack that you can remove from the bike. It's about the size of a book, let's say. And you can take that off. Let's say you commute to your job. You bring that battery pack in. You can plug it in and recharge it from your computer or plug it into the wall.
Right.
And it provides an assist. There's a motor in the rear wheel. And you need to be pedaling a little bit, but very little. And you can go up to about 20, 25 miles an hour. So that's great if you have a hilly commute.
Sure, which we have some of those around here.
Right. And the other type of bike is actually electronic shifting.
Okay.
So it's a regular bicycle, but you just touch a button. There are no cables.
Mm-hmm.
It's just electric wires connecting to motors, and the shifting is perfect every time. You can't mess it up.
Can't mess it up. So you're still pedaling, but it's telling you when you're reaching that. It's like automatic shifting in the car. Is that what I'm getting at?
No, you still have to press a button. You still have to decide when you want to shift.
Okay.
But a little motor integrated into the shifting mechanism is doing the shifting for you. There are no cables to stretch or rust or get contaminated. You don't have to worry about anything.
Sure.
And it's very, very simple and easy. Just the touch of a button and your bike shifts.
Yep. Now, when you purchase one of these, the other thing I had read was you're starting to cross into the licensing part of it. Is that right? Do I need to get that registered?
Perhaps? No, the one with the electric motor, you do not. It's not like a moped or anything like that. So that's one of the advantages.
Okay.
Yep. Very simple. You don't need to do anything special. You just need to ride it.
All right. You brought upon the concept that we're starting to consider being more green. The New Jersey Transit and the Link allows, and the buses of New Jersey Transit allow bicycles to be taken with us. We're talking about people trying to commute. The HART, the Hunterdon Area Transportation, they're trying to promote commuting using bicycles. And there was another story about us trying to create kind of a bike path throughout Hunterdon County in this area. Have you started to see a trend that we are starting to consider that, at least for local type travel? And
There is a little bit of a movement. You know, there are some bike paths that have been instituted. You'll see bike lanes with the figure of a bicycle in the lane.
Yeah, there's one Walter Fran.
Walter Fran, yes.
That's good.
The problem is they're not connected typically. So, yeah, Walter Fran has a bike lane, and then what do you do?
You go back and forth.
You
get yourself the...
You know, luckily, Flemington, Raritan Township, Hunterdon County is still pretty rural. If you're careful and you have your kind of wits about you and kind of look around, it's still pretty safe. You know, I ride on Main Street all the time. You just have to be careful, watch for people, you know, exiting cars and things
sure,
like that.
Sure.
We just had a meeting with HART a couple of days ago. They actually, their office is located right across the way from our store, so it's very convenient. We're also participating with the medical center. They're having a green day in 2 weeks, I believe.
Neat.
Yep. So there's going to be lots of expo type things over there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be joining them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's I think it's a trend in the area.
Sure.
You know, we're still pretty rural. A lot of distance between places you want to go.
Right.
So and hilly, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, there were some. It's not Ohio.
No.
No, it's not Ohio.
So thank God.
So what brands are you currently carrying that people would be intrigued by?
So our primary brand is Trek.
Okay.
And we in August, we came back from the dealer meeting. They're located in Madison, Wisconsin. Actually, Waterloo, which is right outside the capital of Madison. And they are arguably the biggest domestic bicycle manufacturer in the country. They're the only domestic manufacturer that still makes actually physically manufactures bicycles in Waterloo, Wisconsin, in their factory. True, they are the highest end.
Yeah.
You know, all the manufacturing has moved to Asia, unfortunately, to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But at the meeting, they said, the president said, well, we have good news and we have bad news. The good news is we have out of the top five best-selling bikes, we have 2 through 5 and these models. So number one is not a Trek. Number one is an Electra. Oh, but we bought Electra 2 years ago, so I guess we have all five.
Okay.
So V5 is also an Electra dealer. Uh-huh. We carry Trek, as I mentioned, and also a German brand called Focus. Very meticulously engineered, as are many German things. I have a little soft spot because my
Legacy here.
Parents were born in Germany.
Yep.
Very, very, very detail-oriented company.
Mm-hmm.
And very big in cyclocross, which you talked about earlier.
Right.
The president was a 3-time world champion.
Wow.
So great brand, good value. So it's kind of an excellent compliment if you don't want a Trek. Here's an alternative.
Yep. So the main brand is Trek and Electra, right?
Electra, yeah. They are more of a lifestyle brand. So if you want to ride around your neighborhood, they come in great colors.
Yep.
Easy to ride. You can put your feet flat on the ground. Very comfortable. Very easy to ride.
All right. And the other thing I've noticed, and I've actually seen this personally, is a lot of groups that are cycling now around here. Are you familiar with some of those?
Or? Yes, we're actually the sponsor of a local cycling club that has many national champions in the past, the Century Road Club of America.
Mm-hmm.
And we also are involved with the Western Jersey Wheelmen and Morris Area Freewheelers. You know, they're more recreational type clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes motorists might get a little antsy. You see a bunch of guys or women riding in a pack,
yep.
And you want to beep your horn, but just be friendly, and they'll move over.
Well, there is a tendency, and we've unfortunately had some incidents up in I think in the Clinton area where some bicyclists were injured due to an auto accident, but. There seems to be some people, I'm sure it's not many of the cyclists, but there seems to be some contention on the roads nowadays.
Yeah, we had about 20 people on a ride on Sunday, and it actually happened twice during kind of an hour and a half ride.
Yeah.
Some folks that need to roll down their windows and yell at you and, get off the road or whatever.
Well,
we pay taxes too. We're entitled to use the roads. All you have to do is step on your brake, and then there's another pedal next to it that makes the car go faster. So it's really not that difficult.
Yeah, understood. We have to. Everybody's got to be cordial and realize that the bicyclists are trying to have a time, and they should be able to do that.
Absolutely.
And so it's just a matter of following the rules that are in that little manual that the Division of Motor Vehicle gives you back
when
you learned your license.
That's right.
So it's all there. All right, we're going to take another quick break, George, and we'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about the services that V5 Cycles offers, and George Volker is here with me. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Jeb Bush is responding to a new Donald Trump ad that criticizes the former Florida governor for being too soft on illegal immigration.
That little ad was just a complete mischaracterization of my thinking. It's almost as though Donald Trump is acting like a Washington politician. That's what they do.
The ad from the Republican presidential frontrunner takes aim at Bush for saying he believes illegal immigrants coming across the border is a, quote, act of love. Bush defended his latest campaign ad as it uses Trump's own words to say he's more of a Democrat than a Republican and that he's for higher taxes rather than cutting them. Police are hunting for three suspects in the murder of an Illinois law enforcement officer. 32-year veteran Charles Glinowitz was shot to death yesterday morning after chasing suspects on a suspicious persons call about an hour north of Chicago. Investors are strapping in for what could be yet another wild ride today on Wall Street after yesterday's huge slide. The major indexes fell nearly 3% on fears that China's sputtering economy will continue to impact global growth. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's biggest savings of the summer. Save up to 40% on over a quarter of a million instruments, with some deals too low to advertise publicly. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Custom Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, now just $399, or a Kohala ukulele for just $29. And for 5 days, get up to 15% off qualifying products, including clearance gear with coupons from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss Guitar Center's Labor Day savings Thursday through Monday. No lineups before 7 a.m.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Catholics around the world are reacting to Pope Francis' latest bombshell regarding forgiveness of abortions. Reverend Monsignor M. Francis Mannion of Salt Lake City's St. Vincent de Paul says the Pope's decision is not a surprise on one level, given the Pontiff's continuing efforts to bring the Catholic Church into the 21st century.
What he does do is express compassion and mercy and solidarity with people who, with women who've had abortions and those associated with abortion in general.
Mannion says yesterday's letter is groundbreaking because for the first time it allows priests worldwide to offer forgiveness for a, quote, reserved sin. The ability to forgive technically only applies to a, quote, year of mercy that begins this December. But Catholic officials say the new policy may last much longer.
In the spirit of opening up the possibility of forgiveness more generously, he is saying that priests can take care of it themselves.
Make sure to join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Travelers hitting the road for Labor Day weekend will have a pleasant surprise when they fill up at the pump.
Prices, by and large, have been declining since mid-July. The average across the state now $3.33. That's lower than it was yesterday, a week ago, and a month ago, and about 50 cents lower than a year ago.
Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says prices are cheaper in Northern California than other parts of the state, with some stations selling for less than $3 a gallon. He says even though there have been supply restrictions that would normally drive prices up, the continued decline of crude oil prices has allowed for the drops at the pump.
The price of crude oil has continued to decline almost all summer. Even in light of the tight supply situation with gasoline, that has still allowed some price declines.
More Target employees are losing their jobs. The retail giant says it's cutting 235 workers at its Minnesota headquarters, and most are from the company's technology operations. Target laid off about 2,500 people earlier this year, with about one-fifth of them coming from the corporate offices in Minneapolis and suburban Brooklyn Park. Did you know running makes people feel happy because it sets off a chemical reaction that allows them to feel good? Researchers at the University of Montreal found that running taps down a hormone called leptin. Low levels of the hormone tell the body it has enough fuel and energy, and that could send a hunger signal to the brain's pleasure center to generate the rewarding effects of running. The study is published in the journal Cell Metabolism. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
George Volker is here. V5 Cycles is the store. It's right there in Raritan Town Square. And we talked, George, a little while ago about the brands that you have. Now we're coming to spring. I saw you guys post that it was kind of a wishful thinking that spring was on its way. But people start to now think about getting outside again. So
absolutely,
you're a full-service store. What other services besides selling brand new bikes do you offer?
Well, we do repairs on any type of bike. Don't be afraid to come on by. We'll give you a free estimate. We also do bike fitting. You know, if you have a nice road bike or mountain bike, you want to be perfectly fitted on that. I'm a certified fitter. And accessories, helmets, clothing, shoes, spin shoes. You know, a lot of people from HealthQuest come by and get spin shoes from us. We have a large selection.
What's a spin shoe?
Oh, a spin bike. HealthQuest has a spin studio.
Yep. Okay.
So you use a special shoe that clips into the pedal.
Okay.
Kind of like a ski binding, similar concept. So, well, yeah, we have
I'm under a rock. Sorry. I don't get much of this.
You got to get on a bike.
Spin shoes. Okay. I had no idea. All right, I'm sorry. You were going on spin shoes?
No, that's fine. You know, anything cycling related. You need car racks to transport your bikes.
Mm-hmm.